Grandma let me try some of the honey from their beehive. It was so sweet, it tasted just like sugar.
And I know something that you can read that is just as sweet or sweeter. What's your favorite meal? I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Do you like breakfast, lunch, dinner? For me, it's all three of them. But eating good, healthy food is just one of my favorite things to do. You need more than just food you can chew. To grow up spiritually, you need good food from the Bible. God's Word is often compared to the kind of food we need to grow closer to God. Psalm 119:103 says, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." Our story today is called Sweeter Than Honey. "What is this?" Lindsay asked her grandma, looking at the metal trays and racks on the kitchen counter. "That's honeycomb," Grandma said. "Grandpa took it out of one of our hives earlier." "It doesn't look like honey," Lindsay said doubtfully. Grandma laughed. "Right now, the comb is draining, so if you look under the metal rack, it should look like honey. Now, I need to package it up so Grandpa can take it to customers tomorrow." "Can I help?" Lindsay asked. "Sure." Grandma handed her a pair of gloves. "Why don't you put these on, then I'll show you how to do it." When her mom picked her up later that day, Lindsay told her about the honey. "It was so cool, Mom. There was honey left on the trays, and Grandma let me taste some. It was so good. It tasted just like sugar. I got to bring some of it home so you can taste it." "That does sound really cool," Mom agreed. "I can't wait to taste it. Did you know there's a Bible verse about honey?" "There is?" Lindsay asked. "About honey?" "Yep, it's in the book of Psalms, and it tells us that God's word is sweeter than honey." "But the honey was so sweet," said Lindsay. Mom laughed. "Yes, honey is really sweet, and the Bible is even sweeter than that. God's word teaches us about him, and he uses the Bible to talk to us. Through it, he tells us who he is and how much he loves us, and he helps us understand what Jesus did to save us and how we should live as his children. Talking to him and learning from him are two reasons it's important to read the Bible." "I like looking at my Bible," Lindsay bit her lip, "but I can't read it yet." Mom smiled. "You'll be able to read it before too long, and listening to the Bible works the same way. That's why Daddy or I read your Bible to you every night before bed." "Can we read the verse about honey tonight?" Lindsay asked. Mom pulled into the driveway. "That sounds perfect." So what about you? Have you tasted honey? It's very sweet, isn't it? Our key verse today tells us there's something even sweeter than honey, God's Word. God's words to us in the Bible are sweeter than anything else. How great is it that God wants to talk to us? Listen to what he has to say by reading the Bible yourself and listening when others read and explain it to you. Ask, what is God telling you? Our key verse is Psalm 119, verse 103.
"How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth."
And our key thought today, reading the Bible is sweet.
Hey, Zach. How do I know if I'm really a Christian? Sometimes I don't feel like I am.
Hi, Carlene. That's a great question. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 and 17, Jesus says, "You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit." So he's talking about the effect that a Christian will have. Here's an important thing to consider, though. We're not called to judge who is and who is not a Christian. Our job is to do our best to love one another and also to bear good fruit. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.